This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, and we come to part 5 of our series on holiness. And as I was looking at where I was going to be speaking from today, and that's why I just wasn't sure. We're looking at 2 Timothy. I thought we were going from verse 21 of chapter 2. And then the Lord took me to verse 23. And I felt him say, that's what I want you to teach. Verse 23, I thought I was looking at verse 21. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. That's where I thought I was going. I thought I was going there all morning. But right now, that's not where I'm going at all. I'm going to verse 23, and it says this. Again I say, so Paul is reiterating this, and he's saying, again I say, don't get involved in foolish arguments. He actually says in my Bible, foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Now this worries a lot of people when they read this particular scripture, because it says be able to teach. That means, hang on, oh, I haven't got a gift of teaching, I can't teach. But what you don't realize is you're teaching every day. I don't know anybody who can't teach. I don't know one solitary person who cannot teach. Parents, every single day, you are teaching your children. Whether you're teaching them well or not is another thing, but you are teaching them. What you do and what you say, you are influencing your children, and therefore you are teaching them. We all teach in some way or another. Some people are better at teaching than others. In school, in university, you have excellent teachers, communicators who can really get across the message, and then you get those who don't care and therefore aren't interested in teaching particularly. But they are still teaching. Every one of us teaches. And that is why in Timothy we see this. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the God must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. I wanted to bring that out, first of all, about teaching, because it's important that we understand that. Timothy, in the book of Timothy, is teaching us here that a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, must not argue, but be kind to everyone. And it says here, be patient with difficult people. I'm going to come on to that in a moment. What's important here is we're trying to understand how to become holy, how to become set apart. Well, first of all, beloved, we have to clean up our act. We have to clean up our act and not be the way we were before. I love what Paul's letter to the Roman church and chapter 12 and verse 2 talks about renewing of the mind. changing the way that we thought before, and we begin to renew our mind. We begin to think in a different way. Our thought patterns are different because we're lined up with Scripture and we're lined up with the Holy Spirit, with what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. That's important. That is vital. Renewing our minds. Changing the way we think. Changing our perceptions. Looking at new things. Understanding new things. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the Christian church, there are many doctrines, and those doctrines divide the church all the time. It divides them between different denominations. There's one denomination that I know of in the United States of America who think they are the only people who are going to go to glory. The only ones who will get to glory are this sect of people. I won't mention who they are. That's not important. But it's the truth. That's what they think. And let me tell you this. They are sadly mistaken. And they are going to get a shock. Because they're going to realize that there are many people in glory. Why? Because these people have become holy. Because these people have renewed their minds. Because these people have learned how to teach well. Because these people are not arguing all the time. Because these people are gentle and meek and mild. Because these people understand what holiness means. And because these people have humility running through their veins. Can I get an amen? Again, I say don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. Are you guilty of that? Do you get involved? It doesn't say don't start arguments. Timothy isn't saying don't start arguments. What the letter to Timothy is actually saying is don't get involved in arguments. That's a different ballgame. It means you have nothing to do with arguments at all. Nothing at all to do with arguments. Arguments can only be effective when two people are arguing or a bunch of people are arguing. But if you're not saying anything, how can you be arguing? If you're not wanting to get involved and you don't want to say anything, how can you argue? It's impossible for you to argue. We need to understand that in our lives, we have to take this viewpoint if we want to creep towards holiness in our lives. If we want holiness to be a part of our lives, we need to live properly. We need to live the way we need to live. And being argumentative isn't one of those things. A servant of the Lord, is that you? Are you declaring that you are a servant of the Lord? I know you are. If you're declaring that you are a servant of the Lord, then I want you to get right with God by saying, "Yes, Lord, I am your servant." And if you make that declaration, then beloved, there's work to do. You must never get involved with arguments anymore. That's a thing of the past. As I said earlier on, renewing your mind, renewing the way you figure things out. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone. If you've got that in your Bible, underline it now. Everyone. That means no one. Nobody is not in that list. Everyone. That means every single person you come into contact with. You can't argue with them. You've got to be kind to them. You've got to be able to teach them. And watch this. And this, beloved, is the most difficult. Certainly for me, and I'm being very honest here. This one for me is so difficult. Being patient with difficult people. You know in your life there are many difficult people that you come across. When I teach on loving one another, when I teach on loving each other, I teach on easy love and difficult love. And with difficult people, it's difficult love. No question. No question about it. Sometimes it can be so trying. Sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes you want to pull your hair out by the roots, but you have to keep on going. Because you are showing holiness to that person. To that difficult person that you are dealing with, you are showing holiness by being patient and loving and kind toward that person. Although all they want to do is shout and scream at you, and they want to swear at you oftentimes. By showing love and tenderness, it's life-changing. You know, some years ago, Nicky Cruz was a gang leader in New York City in the 60s, and he was vicious. And this little preacher from Pennsylvania came to see him, David Wilkerson. And Nicky said to him, if you come anywhere near me, I'm going to cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson simply said to him, and every single one of those pieces will scream, I love you. Every single one of those pieces will scream to you, I love you. And Nicky Cruz knew that David Wilkerson, that little young preacher from Pennsylvania, was telling the truth. And because David Wilkerson had made a decision when he heard from Almighty God and God told him to go to New York, Teen Challenge was started. And Teen Challenge now is around the world. And it would be impossible to quantify how many people have had their lives transformed because of Teen Challenge. And let me tell you this, beloved, if that's not dealing with someone who is difficult, then I really don't know what is. That is love to its nth degree. These people who work for Teen Challenge right across the world, they go out into the streets and they find these people who are dispossessed, who don't know any better, who are dependent on drugs and alcohol, who are oftentimes prostitutes and are living on the streets. And they go to them and take the love of our Lord. If that isn't difficult love, then please tell me what is. And those people that go out into the streets and work for Teen Challenge and other organizations like that, who work with the dispossessed, the poor, the difficult, those people are stepping towards holiness. That I know. Because they're not getting involved in quarrels. They're showing the love of the Lord to those who are desperate for it. They are showing the love of Jesus to those whose life are lost without it. And as I'm speaking to you, beloved, I'm seeing a picture, a very clear and vivid picture of our Lord as he shepherds the 99 sheep and he counts them and he realizes one is not there. So he leaves the flock in their pen, all safe and secure. And he goes in search of that one which is lost. and our Lord climbs the mountain and eventually sees that little sheep as it is stuck to some barbed wire and can't move, is trapped. And Jesus gently releases him so he's not being hurt. And when he was released, he brings him home rejoicing on his shoulder. And I can see our Lord smiling and laughing and saying to this little sheep, "You were lost and now you are found. You were blind, but now you see." Holiness, beloved, is renewing our minds. Holiness, beloved, means not arguing, having nothing to do with quarrels. Holiness means to teach our experience to those who are desperate to hear. Holiness, beloved, means to teach our experience to those who need to hear. Holiness means to love those who are so difficult to love. Heavenly Father, I want to pray now in Jesus' name that you would teach us more, Lord, that we would have more and more and more of you day by day, week by week and year by year, as we learn to love you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.